Right.
All you can ever hear at home when we tape anything is television. Turn that light out for me, please. I want you to brush your hair and then go find the library books. Our movies. Where you going to brush your hair? All right. Can you take this bubble in, please? Look, if you put it somewhere sensible, like on the side of your mirror. Turn this off, nobody's in.
question for you, but
Yeah.
I wouldn't be saying that.
She's got a wet nose today though.
Eh?
Pussy's got a wet nose today.
We I mean, of course, anyone I get makes security is paramount for every visitor. You're not like the lady who does come to me. Yeah, well, I asked my mum.
You never guess what stupid thing she did today.
Today, yeah,
She sat in front of me and she's burnt her tail, you know, on that fire.
What's her on a tail?
Gone crusty.
Silly looking cat.
On her tail.
Was she?
Yeah, she burnt it. First.
Yes.
You know, like on the carpet
A letter
there, where
from that deaf society asking me to join that tournament club.
Nothing from the pub.
Well, I shan't get anything there.
Like here, where it's gone.
Stop tutting.
Black.
Yes, okay, that's her fault, silly looking cat.
Not trying to do it off.
Yeah, you checked them for me, didn't you? They're obviously not paying our club for the dinner.
Well, we know, that's good.
Oh, I see.
Yes,
1 minute, Emma.
Well, it will, that's good.
I will do then, I shall do something yourself.
It's a lovely one.
I know it is. I thought they might have a cheque for £3. Have you got to take anybody with you, Chris, afternoon?
Me.
What's it for? Pardon? Right, come along, let's go cut you there.
Right, what I want you to do, I want you to put it up like that.
Yes.
With that in the clip, and I want you to get it curly. Curly with the mousse.
First of all, you want it straight, then you want it curly. Just got to the sandwiches today. I want to try and get out of it early today. Sorry, but it's damp. Got mousse on it, haven't it?
Yes.
It's so difficult to get a brush through without hurting it. Sick of this cough. No. You think this will hold?
Turn around to me.
Is that your mouse? Helen?
Yeah.
What is it?
Moose.
Moose.
Mouse?
Cat's alright this morning, you know. Turn around. I couldn't believe it. Like a different person. She's been flying around. She wasn't well, was she?
No, you can tell because she sits there.
She's back in the curtain.
She's like flat when she's explored and goes to sleep. Lay down and go to that fire with his tummy warming. Posing, dear.
Puss.
Emma, where it moves.
You alright? Well, then, go and have a look.
Do you want
a
hair
grit?
Do
you want a hair grit?
I'm not there anymore.
Yes, please.
Shall I mean you go back then?
Yes.
That's alright. Chris?
Just left it in the boot.
Anyway, I'll have to give you another one.
You can get it out if you want.
No, I've got time.
I meant yesterday to get this in there, because you gave me a bag yesterday and I meant to bring it in. I forgot it. Because I was busted to poo. Don't remember?
I know, move the dog with the miss.
Thank you.
and doing the hair. Are you going to take these with you?
Dividend information available on that number on Wednesdays. Probably 11 a.m. on each Wednesday. Well, that's this week's, isn't it?
Beg your pardon?
It's for reference. He's not putting a reference on this side, is he? Your coupon reference should be on there.
Yeah.
It's not on. You're on the other one.
Yeah.
It's on the other one. Don't ring up off this one.
Room is all yours, dear. Chris, because I put the chicken in there, still wrapped like in cold water. I want it to thaw out properly tonight. I'll just pop that in the sink. Will you? Alright then. Give me a kiss then.
Can't get down there.
I'm not asking you to.
Well, don't be careful.
Thank you. time. Tell her to come on now.
Come on now.
Thank you. I don't mind you singing to me, Emma, but you've got to learn to touch your tone.
Trying to get you up to a military standard, I let you look at my magnetic compass. I don't ask for applause.
There.
Just a little appreciation.
There.
Can I give my time to you on a voluntary basis?
On the draft.
I'm earning good money somewhere, running a karate class. You selected pupils in the arts of silent killing.
That's killing me, and I wish they'd be silent.
I asked
you the top. You know why you didn't enjoy our little exercise this morning, don't you?
Aye, because I'm knackered.
Because you're not fit.
Don't underestimate being not fit.
We're not your average not fit. After years of practice, we're at a peak of non-fitness.
It's not as though I'm driving you hard. I'm making every allowance for your civilian status. Not walking you far, putting you through none of the difficult military maneuvers. Slow, pants.
I think that's nuts, giving his trousers for charity.
I'm entering the sponsored dribble.
He's going to dribble his tea.
You're going to be outclassed if you're here, isn't he? Look, if I'm going to dribble a football, myself and a partner, we have to see how far we can go baffing and dribbling a ball between us. Fatality.
Well, I just wish you could do it wearing your trousers.
Footballers don't wear trousers.
Yeah, well, get your knees out of the way of the other customers. If there's anything calculated to depress the appetite, it's the sight of unweathered masculine knees.
Sit yourself down, Jack Harry. And tuck yourself away.
Well, there's nothing the matter with wearing shorts. I mean, we wore shorts all the time out east. A very sensible garment.
I bet that looked a right tulip.
Not when wearing the right accessories, a crisply ironed shirt and a rifle and bayonet. Who's your partner, Jack Harry?
To the dribble tomorrow, though.
Oh, it'll be a pleasure. Just to see the smile on the faces of the onlookers. It'll be a big hit. They'll want an encore.
You're just checking up on me. But I've told you who my partner is. It's Jack Harry Teasdale.
Get my handbag. The black one. Come here.
You needn't think you're off dribbling with Marina. Charity or no charity.
Very difficult around here.
They keep putting this stuff in the water.
They put themselves in a terrible tangle. I mean, they'll not know who's kicking whose ball.
We don't all start at once.
We can start from anywhere, in pairs, at any time. We can pick our own route. Well, that's all right if you're dealing with gentlemen. I mean, suppose they cheat. Every pair has to be under the supervision.
Have you got it?
Responsible person.
Good.
He goes with them, And he testifies how many miles they've actually done. So you've got two players under the supervision of that responsible person. Yes, well, that's good thinking. Passes it back to you.
I'm gonna be sick.
Right. On my signal. Begin. Oh, a bit harder than that. Put some energy into it. Get a bit of boot behind it.
Pleasure to be of service to the sporting fraternity.
I don't know why they have a football to collect money for charity. We always used to use a tin. They're all weird.
My Barry is weird.
Well, if he really isn't, that's weird for a start.
You can rely on it, love, they're weird. It's just that it hasn't started to show yet.
And when you're just getting used to that, they start with a midlife crisis.
And you spoil your Barry.
In what way do I spoil my Barry?
By letting him go sprawling himself all over your best three-piece suite. I keep your father in the kitchen. That's where they should be. But I still have to put newspapers down.
Mother, Barry works in a building society. He doesn't come home in the state my father does.
Well, I still think you're making a rod for your own back. You see, they're so untidy the way they go sprawling themselves over three-piece suites.
I wish all mine wanted a sprawl over a three-piece suite.
How is your Howard?
You know how he is. He's short and crafty.
Well, whenever you meet him, he's always very polite.
They're the worst kind. They need a clear conscience before they feel comfortable being rude.
Have you ever threatened to leave him?
Once.
What happened?
He broke down completely. Started packing my suitcase.
They can't pack. They never know how to pack a suitcase.
Come along, move it. Here.
I get sick. Some people get bright, rosy cheeks, but me, I get sick.
Well, where's the other one? We're one short. Where's the other one?
Are you sure these are proper football shorts?
Of course, they're proper football shorts. I've had them for years to come above the knee.
Well, these come just above the ankle.
What do you feel like? Pants.
You do
do your damnedest to keep them free from drafts and all
and
this.
When you put any cream on your face, you always dab underneath your eyes gently, never ever stretch that far. When you get older, I mean serious now. When you get older, this is the part that shows your age first. So you always dab there. Like I always have done. I'm not saying I don't want my age.
How did you come to be involved?
And you always do that upwards on your neck. And like that light feathery stroke.
The wife.
No, don't pull it.
Do something for charity. Might fix on the exercise.
Your hands now, which was
well,
one that
things are getting off exercise.
That'll do the trick. Well, yes, it's a drive, it's not excellent.
Come on. Oh, that's right, well. This'll do.
Yeah, don't bother.
This time, let's not have any mishaps. You wait for my signal.
That we did the last time.
Oh, that's right. Come on.
This.
Blame me.
Can't remember.
Ages.
Right. That man?
When we went
you wait
to
here with the ball.
Vienna.
Well
before
we just walk
we went
along
to
and tap it between
Vienna.
Them. No. Come on, let's do this thing. Let's do it with a bit of style.
You know when we went to Corsa Polenta and they burnt my face? Like, you can't marry you, can you?
On my second.
And
you still got it?
Yeah. I think I've got a little tiny bit.
Did you see how I dominated it? It's in the eyes, you know. That is, if you can catch its attention long enough to look it straight in the eyes.
All in thy eyes was panic.
Go on, then, I give up. Who are you supposed to be?
Look, let's have this jaw, eh? Pull us 3 bites and 3 large whiskies to go with him. One thing I can't do is dribble on an empty stomach.
Can you afford 3 whiskies?
No, but you can. You're the responsible person. We all earned this age.
I think he'd rather be bitten by a terrier.
Leaving him out of sight for too long. Well, that's to the impression he's always under surveillance.
Very wise. Might be very wise if we're walking. I'm not sure it's very wise being driven. Anyway, it's Friday tomorrow.
You don't
need
to drive, Mother.
No, I don't want you to drive.
2 weeks
you know
on Wednesday, you'll be off,
exactly.
Really. 2 weeks on Friday of next
it
week. 3 weeks
it
tomorrow. You break
but
it for half term.
It's that pedal there.
The week.
No, which pedal
so
it
what
is.
What do you think to that then?
That's the
I
brake.
Leave that
well, your father must have been moving them again. You should leave them.
mentally nervous as a passenger.
You have to go
except once during the war when I accepted a lift from a serviceman.